The two volumes of Yahrzeit Rashi's that was printed by Machon Yerushalayim, those were the notes of Rabbi Soloveitchik that he used when he delivered the shir. Shir was delivered in Yiddish, but the notes that he had were in Hebrew. But the first shir that he gave, he wrote up himself for publication. He prepared it for publication. It was printed in a different volume, also by Machon Yerushalayim. They printed all of the Divrei Torah by Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Soloveitchik that they had printed themselves during their lifetime. So this is on page Mem Zayin in this volume of Kovetz Chidusha Torah. They have the first shir. So it's very interesting. It has to do with Parshas HaShavua. Achodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodoshim, that there's a mitzvah Kviyas HaLuach. You have to convene a bezin, and bezin has to declare when Rosh Chodesh should be, on the 30th day or the 31st day, whether the previous month that's ending should have 29 days or 30 days, and then bezin has to decide also whether any given year should be, Shana Mu'beres have 13 months or 12 months. The simple reading in the Mishnah is you need a bezin. It never says in the Mishnah and the Gemara you need bezin HaGadol. That doesn't say. The Rambam writes like that, that you need Bez Nagol. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Sesek Kuf Nun Gimel has a very long attack against quite a few things that the Rambam says there. Usually the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs gives you a brief paragraph about every mitzvah. And over here the Rambam gives a long arichas about Kviyas HaLuach, and the Ramban disagrees with quite a few points. And one of the points the Ramban disagrees with is, how can the Rambam say that you need a Bez Nagol? The Rambam himself quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that until the days of Abai Verove, their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, Abai Verove didn't have smicha. You can't confer smicha in Chutz Lortz. One who got smicha in Eretz Yisrael could leave to Chutz Lortz and can still function as a musmach. You can have a bezin, you can have a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel of Chutz Lortz, but they have to have smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So at that time, most of the Amoraim and Babel did not have any smicha. Only those who had been in Eretz Yisrael, they got smicha. They came to Babel, they had smicha. So the counterparts of Abai Verove, those who lived in Eretz Yisrael, were the ones who did Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiha. Then during their lifetime, Abai Verove, that's when they changed it and they set up the Luch Kavua. So the Ramban says, how can you say that you need Bez Nagorol? Bez Nagorol ceased to exist 40 years before the Churban Abayis. The Gemara says, since the Bez Nagorol had self-imposed golus on themselves, they left the Lishkas HaGozes, so their status of Bez Nagorol ceased to exist. Why did they leave the Lishkas HaGozes? The Bez Nagorol has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they leave? So the Gemara says in the end of Saita, Misherabu HaRatzchanim, there were so many Jewish murderers. There were gangsters roaming around, and the Bezin saw that they're not able to control the situation, so they felt it's not proper that they should sit in a Bekovetik position. They should be considered Bezin HaGadol. They're not able to control all the crime that's going on, so they all resigned. So they left the Lishkas HaGozes, and if there's no Bezin HaGadol, then all the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel collapse. You can have a Bezin of Knas to be done din Knosses. That just needs a Bezin of three who have smicha. You can be dan as manas also. If you have three people who have smicha, they can be dan din in knas. But you can't be dan din in nefashis and bez nachab gimel unless the Sanhedrin of Sanhedrin Tana is part of the big system that looks up to the Sanhedrin Gdoila. So if the Sanhedrin Gdoila is no longer meeting in the Lishka Sagazi, so all the system of Sanhedrin collapses. So butle din in nefashis. So if the Ramam claims that you need bez nachagadol for kviyas haluach, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, so that should have ended 40 years before the year 70 when the Chor Bayis was Chor. How can it continue till the days of Abai Verovah? So you see, you don't need Bez Nagol. Either is a Mechilta that says like the Rambam, Mechilta said before you need Bez Nagol. So the Ramban says, nah, that's not that you need Bez Nagol. When you have a Bez Nagol, it's not the Acheretz. Three rabbis with Smicha, Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, going to put together a Bezman. They're going to decide to make it, his kid has to be bar mitzvah in another month. And the kid doesn't know his haftarah yet, or he doesn't know the nigan had a daven for an amen. So they're going to convene a bezna, three people with smicha. They're going to make Hashanah Mu'beres, so the kid will have another month to learn his haftarah, another month to learn. any three bezin, any three musmachim, kol hakodim zocher, any three rabbanim have smicha, will convene and decide to make a rishonim uberes. And it's chal on all of, so whichever bezin of three convenes first and decides to make rishonim uberes, so they win. Does that make sense? The issue of making rishonim uberes is relevant to the Jews all over the world. So that doesn't make sense that any three people, but that's the din. So the Ramban says, Bizman, that there is, that there's not Gadol. It's not Derech Eretz that any three Rabbanim with Smicha should convene and decide when it should be, when Rosh Chodesh should be, and when it should be Muberes, and when it should be Hashanah Pshuta. So because, man, you have a Bez Nagadol, Derech Eretz dictates you have to go to the Bez Nagadol. They should make this decision on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael. But strictly speaking, you really don't need a Bez Nagadol, you just need three Smuchim. But the kasha is according to the Rambam that he holds he really needed Bez Nagadol. So how do they have Kviyas Aluach al pi Ariya till the days of Abai Verova? It should have been bought 40 years before the Churban Abayis. So the Ramban says that you don't need Bez Nagadol. You don't need Bez Nagadol. Okay. You just need three smuchim. But today we don't have any smicha. Nobody has any smicha. Even all of smicha that we have is all imitation smicha. That the Ramo and Yerideya and Hilchas Talmid HaChachamim quotes that from the Abarbanel. I think the only place he quotes the Abarbanel in Shulchan Aruch is when he gets to this, and it's a Dovah Poshet. He didn't have to quote the Abarbanel. That the smicha that we have today is only imitation smicha. It's the satisfied Takana de Rabbanon that was made by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the Talmud al Yore. No one should pass in any shaylos and can not overshoot meiram unless he has heter hayro, unless he has permission from his rebbe that he's allowed to pass in, because he may mispronounce the words. They give public speaking courses in the yeshiva, and other yeshivas also give public speaking courses for the students who get smicha. So that's what the Gemara says. That what happened was there was a Talmud that had a different dialect of Hebrew. And he gave a public shiur, and the people misunderstood. He said, "You need maim shalonu," and then he said, "May bitzoy, may machshir mekabel tuma." They thought he said, "May beitzim." He said, "May beitzim." They thought he said, "May bitzoy." He pronounced the words a little differently. So Rebbe made a takana: no one should pass in any shailas. As some say, Talmud al Yore, he shouldn't teach Torah in public. Not so Yore either means to pass in shailas, like Yore should pass in Talmud al Yore. One shouldn't be a Rebbe in yeshiva unless he has not the Rishus Meirabim. What does the Rebbe have to check? Not only that the student knows the material, he has to check that the student has a good Chitoch Hadibur, that he speaks well and he explains himself well. So you have to give classes in public speaking before you confer this Heter Hayra, before you give this Smicha. So that's what the Ramah quotes this Abarbanel. The Sichem Zman is an imitation Smicha, just to satisfy the takanas for Yudah Nasi of Talmud al Yara and Elam came not to be Shus Mirabah. So this, everybody agrees, the Ramah, the Ramban, everybody agrees, you need smicha in order to convene a bez, in order to determine when it should be Rosh Chodesh, which year should be Shana Pshut or Shana Muberes. So how do you have any Rosh Chodeshim today? We should just have Shabbos. Shabbos is Kvi Vekayma from Sheshes Mei Bereshes. Vayvarech Elkeim Azam Shmei Vakadosh Oso, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh, all the Shabbosim Lasi Lov. So Shabbos we have in our Torah. The Baruch Shalom, he said, "Nachasim es Abrocha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim depend on when Rosh Chodesh was. So who's really have the best in declaring when Rosh Chodesh should be? So all the Yom Tovim should only be Midrabbanan. That's pretty wild. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, everything is only Midrabbanan. In our Torah there's only Shabbos. It can't be. So how is Rosh Chodesh Chal Min Ator? So that's a machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Ramban gives a simple explanation. He says that Hillel Hasheni had smicha. He lived in Eretz Yisrael during the lifetime of Abai Barabbah, and he had political reasons why he felt you have to make, why you have to establish a luach kavua. Why you can't rely on a bezin? He was afraid that the smicha would be bottled. That's what we usually assume. Because the goyim are making gzeiros against the Jews, they didn't allow them to confer smicha. The Gemara tells in the first perek in Sanhedrin that it was the Roman government. That was in the days of the Tanoim. This is, we're talking the days of Amoraim, Abai Barabbah. But the Roman government in earlier generations made a gzeiros hashmad. They didn't allow anyone to give smicha. Whoever would give smicha, they would kill him. And they used to give smicha in public. They're not supposed to give smicha privately. Today, a lot of people get an aliyah. They say, Yamod Harav. We don't even know. The guy has smicha from some yeshiva. It's a private smicha. People have private smicha, not even from yeshiva, from a private talmid chacham. In the days of the Tanaim, the din required that smicha has to be conferred in public. The Lublina Rav, from Meir Shapiro, who established the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So when he gave the first smicha, it made a big fuss in the newspapers in Europe, and they called it the Chag HaSmicha. They called it the Chag HaSmicha. So they wrote at that time essays that you're supposed to confer smicha in public, and the Gemara says, this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, gave smicha in public, and the Romans killed him, and he succeeded in transmitting smicha to the next generation. Gave smicha to all the famous Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, a whole bunch of Tanaim. And if not for them, the whole smicha would have ceased to exist. And then the government, under the Romans, in the days of the time, they made Xera, they'll destroy the whole city. If they know that someone gave smicha in the city, they'll kill all the balabatim in the city. So this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, went to the outskirts of the city, so they wouldn't kill anybody, they'll only kill him. So they killed him, but he succeeded in giving the smicha. So you see, he's supposed to give smicha in public. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that this Hillel HaSheni, who lived during the lifetime of Abai Barav, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he saw that the smicha is going to disappear. Now nobody has any smicha of his manazah. So he realized the smicha is going to disappear. The Jews are scattered by Arba Kampos Haaretz, so we won't have a bezin to make Bias Haluach. Others say differently. Others say not that he was afraid the smicha was going to disappear, but they didn't have email then, they had no telephone. So how are you going to notify whichever bezin is going to declare Rosh Chodesh, or they're going to declare this year, Tav Shein Tes, is Hashana Muberes? Fine. How are you going to notify everybody that it's Hashana Muberes? People, the Jews live all over. Jews live in Afghanistan, they live in South Africa, they live all over. So today, you send out an email. But in the days of the Amoraim, how can he notify all the people in the Arba Kampos Haaretz? So whatever the reason is, he felt he has to establish a Luach Kavua. So the Ramban says, so what did he do? So he was Mekadesh, he drew up a whole calendar. He declared, I am Mekadesh, Ola Rosh HaChadoshim La'asid Lovay, until Bias HaMashiach, at Bias HaGoel. He's Mekadesh, Ola Rosh HaChadoshim. He and his Bezna are declaring, Tav Shein Tes should be Hashanah Muberes, and all the years, what should be Hashanah Muberes? He declared everything. I, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do it in advance. You only have to declare that year, year by year. You have to declare this year is Hashanah Muberes. Can't declare a year in advance. Here he declared it 1,500 years ago. So the Ramban says that then you shouldn't declare in advance. It's only Midirabbanan. And but Hechadi Yefshah should revert back to the Din Derais. So that's what the Ramban says. That the din never changed, that the Hillel HaSheni just established the Luach, means he was Mekadosh Olech Rosh HaChadoshim Los Ilovai Ad Bias HaGoel, where Mashiach will come and he'll reinstitute Smicha, and it'll be possible to return back to the old system that the Bezin should be Mekadosh the Chodesh on that day, not to rely on the Kiddush that was done 1,500 years ago. And the Bezin should declare on their own that this year should be Hashanah Muberes, not to rely on what he'll, okay, so that time on, the Hillel HaSheni's kviyas won't apply anymore. But Kozman Mashiach doesn't come, so we rely on all the kviyas that Hillel HaSheni did. That's what the Ramban says. And the Rambam comes up with a wapra of a chiddush. What he says is that we have Aloch al Moshe Misinai, that Bizman that you have a Bezn HaGodol, so they can be Mekadosh Chadoshim based on Edom say we saw the moon. Ma'abashonim, based on whether the year needs it. Ibrashonim is because the solar year is 11 days longer than the lunar year. Solar year is 365 days. Lunar year is 354 days. So because it's 11 days longer, so the seasons are always going to be later. So if you're always going to have just 12 months every year, so every year, Pesach will be 11 days early, 11 days early. So Pesach is going to sometimes be in the winter, then it's going to be in the fall, then it's going to be again in the springtime. It'll be in the summer, then it'll be in the springtime. Keep on floating. Every year it'll be 11 days earlier. And the Torah wants that Pesach should be B'chodesh Aviv. We want Sukkah should be Chag HaAsif, the ingathering season. But every year it's going to be 11 days earlier. So Sukkah is going to move from the fall, it's going to move into the summertime, then in the spring, then it's going to keep on shifting. That's why you have to make Shana Mulberry. So the proper practice should be that Bezdin and that generation should do. So the Rambam says that we have Alocha Moshe Misina Bizman, that you have Smicha and you have a Bezna Gadol. So they should do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana based on Kabbalah Seders. And Mizman, that you don't have a Bezna available, the Alocha Moshe Misina says that you do Kviya Saluach Al Pi HaChejben. What does that mean? So we usually, if you don't read the Rambam carefully, we usually say that the Rosh Chodeshim roll on by themselves. It happens by itself. And the Shana Pshuta, Shana Mubaris, the whole system happens by itself. That's what people usually say. If you look in the Rambam, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishnah Torah, that's not what he says. He says that today, we don't have any smicha. He doesn't say the Rosh Chodeshim happen by themselves. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael determine when Rosh Chodesh should be and when Yontav should be. What do you mean the Jews in Eretz Yisrael? What is that all about? He said, this is Halacha Moshe Misina. So the Ramban writes jokingly, I'm a little familiar with Talmud. That's what his lashon. I'm a little bit familiar with the study of Talmud. I've never come across this din that there's Halacha Moshe Misina. He said, did they keep it a secret from me? How come he knows it? I never heard this. So the Brisker Rav has a small sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. So he says, yeah, the Gemara calls it Sod HaIbur. It was kept a secret. And he quotes Rabbi Nachman on the side of the page. And that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara talks about Sod HaIbur. So Rabbi Nachman says something like this. There's such a tradition from the Gaonim that Sod HaIbur means this idea that the Rambam is talking about. This Halacha Moshe Misina. That Bizman, that there's no Bezin HaGadol, or there's no Smuchim available, that the Kviya Saluach happens al pi hacheshbon. Yeah. But what does it mean it happens al pi hacheshbon? So people usually assume it happens by itself, but you look in the Rambam, he doesn't say that. He says the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who make it into Rosh Chodesh. Why the Jews in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, Kiddush HaChodesh, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Sanhedrin, and the very end of Maseches Brachos, the Gemara says, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. Preferably in Eretz Yehuda, there's Yehuda in Golil, but preferably in Eretz Yehuda. The Sheikh Nesidushu means Bishchenu Shal Mokam, near the Beis HaMikdash. But certainly in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam holds that restriction that the Kriya Saluach has to be done in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yehuda doesn't only apply when you have the three-member Bezdin declaring Rosh Chodesh. Even Mizman HaZeh, that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael make it into Rosh Chodesh, only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. He said the Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishnah Torah that we make the calculations, we make a luach today, but the Yomim Tovim Achal, not because of the fact we made the luach, we rely on the luach that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael did. The din at Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashanah has to take place in Eretz Yisrael, applies to Mizman HaZeh as well. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who make it into Rosh Chodesh. What is that all about? So the Rambam explains a little bit in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says, because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have the status of Klal Yisrael. Jews who live in Chut, he doesn't fill out the whole sentence. He sounds like the Jews who live all over the world are Jewish. They have Kedushas Yisrael, which is Machayiv them and Mitzvahs, but they're not Klal Yisrael. The Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Then he adds on a line. I don't know Arabic, so we all use the Hebrew translation. So we assume it's a correct translation. He adds a line in the Hebrew translation, and if, chas v'shalom, one can imagine that there are millions of Jews living all over the world, but you don't have 10 Jews, you don't have a minion of 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then it turns out that Hashem violated his promise to the Jewish people. Hashem promised the Jewish people not only that there would be survivors, if there'll be a Shoah, there'll be survivors. Rabban Shalom promised that Klal Yisrael will always continue to survive. And if you have no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, you have survivors, you have millions of survivors, but that's not called Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael means you have to have 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Where did he get this from? He doesn't explain in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He does explain it in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Bchoiris and Daf Chav Tes. There's a Mishnah Bchoiris that speaks about the fact that Rav Tarfon made a mistake. He paskin that a certain type of an animal is a treifa, so hechiluhu leklovim, so they fed it to the dogs. And the issue was if you have a female cow, and they removed the whole beis harechem from the cow, does that make it a treifa? So Rav Tarfon mistakenly thought, if you take out the rechem, nital ha'em shalom. The rechem is called the aim. If you have a behemish, nital ha'em shalom, Rav Tarfon said it's a treifa of sehechilu leklovim. So the balabatim fed it to the dogs. And then they told him that he made a mistake, that there is no such thing. And they told him that in Mitzrayim, where they have very strong cows, they'll never sell you a female cow unless they take out the Beis HaRechem, because they don't want you to compete with them in business. So they make it impossible for the female cow that you buy to ever give birth to another cow. They don't want you to be able to have your own herd of such cows. And the cows lasted, Amei Asim Shana, the cows lasted, they lived as long as a normal cow. They didn't die younger. If it would be a treifa, it would die at an earlier age. So they said, you see that from the practice that they have in Egypt, that nitla ha'im shalom is not a treifa. So Tarfon said, Givald, holcha chamorcha Tarfon, I paskin wrong, and it's because of my mistake and suck that they fed it to the dogs. I'm going to have to make good. I'm going to have to pay this balabas, because it's my fault that they fed it to the dog. I'm going to have to pay him. So they told me, you don't have to pay, don't worry, because since you have smicha, you're a mumcha. The bezdin said the din is a chachma, a smicha. If you made a mistake, toh lo yisham. If you made a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. So that's the whole discussion. What is that based on? So on that Mishnah, the Rambam has a little bit in the Pirush HaMishnah. It happens to be Choriz Daf Chavtes. So he says what smicha is. Really, he explains it in Sanhedrin, where it belongs. What is smicha all about? The Pirush HaMishnah gives you the details of Masechus Sanhedrin. He has it in Hilchos Sanhedrin. But he has a little bit there in Choriz Daf Chavtes that he doesn't have in the other places. So he writes, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the first Perek, you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? It's from the mitzvah of Tlius Ba'aretz. It's an agricultural mitzvah conferring smicha. Only the farmers get smicha. Usually the farmers don't know how to learn. So why should it depend only on Eretz Yisrael? So he gives you the secret. He says, it depends on Klal Yisrael. The tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews in Chutz La'aretz have Kedushas Yisrael. That's Mechayiv Zem and Mitzvahs, but they don't have a tziruf of Klal Yisrael. And smicha is not conferred by a Talmid Chacham as a private thing. Smicha has to be given in public. Why? It says when Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Shubin, and it says v'tzivi sosu li'einehem. Moshe Rabbeinu should confer smicha in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. Why in the presence? So this Sridi Yesh has an essay. Rav Soloveitchik didn't quote that. Sridi Yesh has an essay at the end of one of the volumes of the Chubis. Why does smicha have to be conferred in public? He comments on the fact that Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, made this big public celebration, the Chag HaSmicha, when he gave smicha in Lublin Yeshiva. So why did he do it in public? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. And he says, it's based on a pasuk of Chumash. You have to give smicha in public. Why? Because the Talmid Chacham gives smicha, gives it representing all of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam says, representing Klal Yisrael is only when you're in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, the Jews in Chutz La'aretz have Kedushas Yisrael, but they don't have the concept of Klal Yisrael. That's what just Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention this, but this is a famous. Ben Gurion used to say, Ben Gurion was the first prime minister of Eretz Yisrael, of Medinas Yisrael. So he used to say, he claimed that he was an atheist. Okay, maybe he was a liar. In his autobiography, he claims to be an atheist, but he was always quoting Tanakh in the Knesset. So what kind of an atheist is he quoting Tanakh? So he used to say, the Jews in Chutz La'aretz are not Jewish. If you don't believe in Kedushas Yisrael, or you believe in the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, so only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are Klal Yisrael. The Jews in Chutz La'aretz are not part of Klal Yisrael. We hold there are two dinim. There's a concept, Klal Yisrael, that's only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is Mechayev and Mitzvah. We believe in God, and we believe in Kedushas Yisrael. Ben Gurion didn't believe. He only believed that there's a Jewish nation. So the Shitasa, he's right. Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are Jewish. The Jews in Chutz La'aretz are not Jewish. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah is there in Pchoyrus Dav Chavtes, you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael because smicha is not a private affair. I have smicha, I continue to confer smicha. So Ish Mipiyish Av Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a private thing. The person that has smicha has to be Ish Mipiyish, but he gives smicha as representing all of Klal Yisrael. So represent Klal Yisrael is only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that that's so? Where does it say that in Chumash? So the Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnah is in Pchoyrus Dav Chavtes, refers you to a Gemara in the beginning of Harius. The din of the Masechus Harius, the first parak of Harius, talks about the institution of Par Halamdovish al Tzibur. If an individual person violated an Aver B'Shogeg, which if he would have violated it, B'Mezid, he would have been Chayv Kares. He does Malach on Shabbos, he eats Chametz B'Pesach, He eats on Yom Kippur, Baal Eshizish, Baal Anida. So if a person violates an Aver B'Shogig, which is an Issa Kares, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. What if the Bez Nagoro gave a psak that a certain kind of chametz is mutter, a certain kind of Avodah Zarah is mutter, a certain activity, a lot of turn on lights on Shabbos, certain activity is mutter on Shabbos. So the chief rabbinate says mutter is mutter, so everybody violates the din. And then the chief rabbinate, the Bez Nagoro, changes their mind, and they back out. And then it turns out that 51% of the public violated the Issa because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagoro. So do you require that each and every individual person has to bring a chatas? So the din is no. If 49% of the tzibur violated the Issa, each and every person has to bring a chatas. That's how we paskin. Yochid Shasa Baharaz Bezin, even though it's not his fault, he was just listening to the Bezin, that he's supposed to listen to the Bezin, and they made the mistake. So we paskin, Yochid Shasa Baharaz Bezin is chayiv chatas. Yochid means anyone less than 51%. But if 51% of the tziba violated the Iser, then you don't tell each individual person that he has to bring chatos. The Bez Nagoro brings a parha on Dovash on tziba, and everybody gets a kapara. So when you calculate the 51% of Klal Yisrael, who is included in Klal Yisrael? The Gemara says only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz Lord don't count. Because it says, V'nelam Dovah Me'eni HaKohol, in Parshas Vayikra, the Kohol means the whole Klal Yisrael, and it says in Sefer Melachim, this is the Gemara in Daf Dalet, I think, in Horius, and it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech completed the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, and people came from all over Eretz Yisrael, Kohol Gadol Melevo Chamos Anachan Mitzrayim, for the northernmost point and Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point, everybody came. So the Gemara says, you see from the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim, only called Kohol, Melebo Chamos, Anachem Mitzrayim. For the northernmost point and the southernmost point. The Jews that live in Chutz Lo'ez are not called Kohol. They're Jewish, but they're not called Kohol. So this happens to be the Avnei Nezer points this out. The Avnei Nezer has Chubis in the order of Shulchan Aruch. So Arachayim has two Chalokim. So the first two Chubis in the second Chalok Arachayim are about that Pirush HaMishnayis in Bechoris. And he shows the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and Bechoris, Av Chav Tes, is saying the same thing that he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos HaSukuf Nun Gimel. That only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute the Tzibur, and the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not considered part of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam says, the establishment of the Luach today is not because Hil Lasheni, not like the Ramban said, that Hil Lasheni was Mekadosh Olachadoshim Lasilovay Ma'abur Olashanim. No. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael observe a day as Rosh Chodesh, then they observe a certain day as Pesach, as Shavuos, as Sukkot, as Chanukah, and Purim. By their observance, by their saying Hallel, by the Hallel is a Minig, by their reciting Musaf, by their eating, making a Seder, they make it into the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibrashan. You don't need a bezin. Klal Yisrael does it on their own. What kind of a din is that? That Klal Yisrael does it on their own? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because when the Bez Nagoro does it, there's a Tosefta that says, Tosefta in Sanhedrin. When Bez Nagoro does Iber Hashanah, Kiddush HaChodesh, he can only do the Kiddush HaChodesh on the condition that the Tzibur will accept it. So the Tosefta has two dinim together. The Bezna is not gozim gzeira ala tzirim kein roi ba tzir b'chadim lamed boi. That's our Gemara. The Gemara has that in a few places. And b'nishim achas that the Tosefta puts together. The Bezna doesn't make a gzeira ala tzirim kein roi ba tzir b'chadim lamed boi. And the same Ibar Hashana in Kiddush HaChodesh. Why is the same? Ibar Hashana Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Bezna decides on their own whether the year needs to be m'uber or not. What does it have to do whether the year it's a hatzibur? So you see Achidush, that there are two dinim in Bez Nagoro. That's a Rav Soloveitchik. There are two parshias in the Torah for Bez Nagoro. One parsha is in Parshas Shoftim, that it says, Kipon mim chadova la mishpon beidam ledam beidin ledin beinega lenega dibe rius b'sherecha v'kamtu ba'alis an amok, and we go ask the Bez Nagoro in Yerushalayim, whatever they paskin is binding on all of the dayanim. Everybody has to follow the psak of the Bez Nagoro. So that's the din of Bez Nagoro, that they have the koyach ha-psak. And that's a din of Zokan Mamre. So that din only applies, it says, V'kamta v'yelisa el amokim, malamish amokim gorim. The Gemara has in the first parak in Sanhedrin. The only time Zokan Mamre is chayv misa is if he paskins against the Bez Nagoro when they were in the Lishkas Hagozes. 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, the whole institution of Bez Nagadol ceased to exist because they had a self-imposed golus. They left their office. And even Mizman before that, even when they did exist, if all the members of the Bez Nagadol happened to leave Lishkas HaGozes, it's not right. If they all left, let's say they went to Shevet Brachos or Bar Mitzvah, somewhere else on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and they gave a psak on something, and then the Zaka Mamre Paskins in public against them. So the Gemara says, Mitzvon HaBeis Pagi, the Himra Aleihem. The Zaka Mamre meets all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol, and then they're on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Beis Pagi means on the outskirts. Today Pagi means Poyale Agudas Yisrael. But in the Gemara, it doesn't mean it has nothing to do with Poyale Agudas. Beis Pagi is a lotion. You have Chamore Beis Pageha. Chamore Beis Pageha means the saddle or the satchel on two sides of the chamor. When you sit on the donkey, you have things, other things on the chamor. So beis pagia means the other stuff that's hanging on the chamor, the clothing that the chamor wears or the packages that he carries. So Yerushalayim has beis pagia on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So if the Zaken Mamre meets the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol, a beis pagi on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and they give a psak, and he violates the psak, is not chayim misa. Because Malam Shamakim Garim, the Din of Bez Nagadol is only when they're on the Lishkas HaGozes. When they're not Bim Kaimam Hanochon, so they don't have a Din of Bez Nagadol. But then there's another Din of Bez Nagadol that appears in Parshas Behaloischa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Esvili Shivimish, Asher Yadaiti Keim Ziknei Ha'om Lishotro. So it would appear perhaps in that Pasuk, that's Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion, that there's a second Din of Bez Nagadol, the Hainu. That just like in America, we say that the Congress represents the Das HaKohol. Congress represents the Das HaTzibur. So the Bez Nagadol also represents Das HaTzibur. So the fact that the Rambam holds that you need a Bez Nagadol to make Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shono, so Rav Soloveitchik thought that's not a din, Bez Nagadol B'Torah, Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol B'Torah representing Klal Yisrael. The Ikar din Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shono really is that Klal Yisrael should make Kiddush HaChodesh. But you're going to take a poll. You're going to, every time at the end of the month, you're going to have to take a poll of a few million people to decide whether they want it today should be Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh or 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to ask everybody. So yes, the Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol represents Das Klal Yisrael. How do you know there is such a din? There are two dinim in Bez Nagadol, and the one din needs Malamish and Malkum Gerim. The other din does need Malkum Gerim. So he said, there's a machlokes in the Gemara in a few places, famous places in Gittin, in the first parak, where the kibush yochad shmei kibush, the kibush yochad lav shmei kibush. When David HaMelech conquered Aram Tzova, he had a private army, and he conquered it and he kept it for himself. He didn't divide. It wasn't done on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael. It was not a kibush rabbim. It was only a kibush yochad. So you need kibush rabbim. You need kibush rabbim. In fact, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas. The Rambam, the first place that he writes about Mitzvah HaTlis Bar, it's the beginning of Hilchas Trumas. So he says, Trumas and Mises and Shmita V'Yovel, everything only applies in Eretz Yisrael that has not this geographical location. It has to be Eretz Yisrael that has Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Rambam says, the Kedusha Rishon was Batla, and it depends on Kedusha Shnia, when the Mekadosh Eretz saw the second time around. And then the Rambam writes, it says in Chumash, they have to take in the end of, I think it's in Parshas Masa, if not mistaken, the end of Chumash Bamidbar. It says you have to take Nasiach Lamat Tikhul and Chola Sa'ord. They should have the Nesim of all of the Shvatim, have to draw a map of Eretz Yisrael, and have to decide which Shevet is that they drew their lots, the Hagrola, Alpi Agorol, Techalek Ha'oretz. The Rambam writes that they decided which Shevet is going to get which share in Eretz Yisrael before they waged the war. So why should all the soldiers from Naphtali fight over there and from Yisachar should fight over there if Yisachar is going to get that area? So let the soldiers from Yisachar fight over there. Let the soldiers from Zvulun fight over there where they're going to keep this area. Why should you move everybody around after they won the war? So if you would send Yisachar to fight there and Zvulun to fight over here, there would be a kibush yochid. So the Rambam says they had to have a meeting. They had to have. That's why the Torah says you have to have nasiach and nasiach lamate tinchu lechol saaretz. They drew a map of Eretz Yisrael. They divided Eretz Yisrael to shvatim, and then they said we're all going to wage war together, And Shevet Zvulun is going to fight over here because ultimately that's where they're going to get a share. Shevet Yehuda is going to fight over there because that's where they're going to get their share. But if they would have not drawn the map and decided this is a whole plan, a battle plan in advance, would it be considered a kibush yochin? So in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need a kibush rabbin. So the Rambam writes, everybody agrees to that, that you need a kibush rabbin to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael proper. The Machlokes in the first perek in Gittin is about Surya, about Aram Tzova, that Dovid HaMelech conquered. That's not part of the map of Eretz Yisrael. It's not within Gevulas Haaretz that are listed off in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. That's Arotzas on the surface. The Pasuk says in the end of Parsha Zekev, I think, the end of the last Pasuk, I think, says, Kol Mokam Shatidach Kafrag Lachem Bo Lachem Nesativ. So the Sifrei says on that Pasuk, Kol Mokam Afilu Chutzlords. Whenever the Jewish army conquers additional territories, so you can be Mekadosh Arotzas on the surface as well, if it's Pashim Shah, if it's contiguous territory. So you have this is Eretz. If you conquer, Rav Soloveitchik said, I bought a house in Boston, so that's kibush yochid. So my backyard has, if you hold kibush yochid, shmei kibush. So my backyard has kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If you hold like that, sheet the kibush yochid, shmei kibush. It doesn't have to be kibush with blood and tears and shooting and guns and killing. If you buy it, the JNF buys it, so it's also kibush. It doesn't have to eat up to kill it. So he said, no, he thinks it's only if it's contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, and the Kedusha spills over the border if the Jewish army conquers that territory. So an Arotzes on Sofa is that you add on to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael proper certainly needs kibush rabbin. The Rambam says, and that's why they needed Nosiach Lamate to declare in advance that this Melchama is a kibush rabbin. It's not a kibush yochid. And Arotzes on Sofa is that's a machlokes. So we Paskin. That even Arotzes on the surface also needs kibush rabbin. Kibush yochid is not good enough. So what's the definition of kibush rabbin? So the Rambam writes it in two different places. He writes it in the very beginning of Hilchas Trumas, when he writes what's considered Eretz Yisrael, what part has kedushas haaretz. So, and then he writes it, he repeats it again in Hilchas Malachim, that when the Jewish army conquers territories, it has to be kibush rabbin. So one place, I forgot which one, in one place he writes, when the kibush is done on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the other place of Eretz, when the kibush is done with the authorization of the Bez Nagor. So if he has two different conditions, why does he write in one place he writes one condition, the other place he writes the other condition? Why doesn't he write the both conditions together, that you need Bez Nagor to authorize the Melchama, and it should be on behalf of Klal Yisrael? So he thought that they're not two different conditions. It's the exact same condition. You need me on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But how are you going to determine? You're going to take a poll every time the Jewish army goes to war and they're going to conquer an area. Yes, they're going to decide whether it was it done on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They're going to take a poll of all the Jews, in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says, ask the Bez Nagadol. Whatever the Bez Nagadol says, if the Bez Nagadol authorizes the war, then it's considered they represent Das HaKol. So he thought from that Rambam that there seems to be an apparent contradiction between the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas and the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin and Hilchas Malachim about the definition of Kibush Rabbin. So he thought it's not a stira, that is the same thing. So he thought the same as the Pshat over here by Kviyas Haluach. The Rambam says that you need Bez Nagadol. It's not that you need Bez Nagadol like you need to Paskin or the Shilas. It's not that Bez Nagadol of the Kamta of the Alisa in Parshas Shoftim. It's the Bez Nagadol of Parshas Bahaloscha. That they represent Das Roiv HaKohol. So he said the real Koyach HaKiddush HaKodesh and Yibar Shana should be done by Klal Yisrael. The Bez Nagadol, according to Ram, Bez Nagadol does it because they represent Das Roiv Yisrael. And then the Halacha Moshim Sinai says that after the institution of Bez Nagadol ceases to exist, then it goes back to Klal Yisrael. Who is Klal Yisrael? So the Ram says, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, even though the millions of Jews live in Chutz Lortz and only a million of Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, there weren't so many Jews in Eretz Yisrael the days of the Rambam. They weren't learned either. They weren't known as Talmid HaChachamim there. But the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's considered Klal Yisrael. So when their observance of Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tovim make the Kviyas Haluach. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's the teretz to the Kasha. Ramban asked 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Bez Nagadol was bottled. So he said, that's the one din of Bez Nagadol. The count of Alisa Alamokim, the din of Zalka Mamri, doesn't apply as Malamash Amakim Goyim. But this din of Bez Nagorol, that they represent Das Reb HaKohol, this institution of Bez Nagorol, Sheyedatik Hem Zik Nehel Mishad, this continued till the days of Abai Barabba. There was a Bezin Kavua in Eretz Yisrael. There were big Talmid Chachamim who were recognized. And then he pointed out, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do Kriyas Haluach in Chutzal Oretz. I, the Gemara says, but Rebbe Kiva was Mekadosh Chodosh, Ma'abishan, and Mechutzlo. So the Gemara says, no, he was Lohinech Kemoisa Beretz Yisrael. He was the undisputed God of Ador in his generation. So therefore, he can do the Kiddush HaChodosh and Ibra Hashana, even the Chutzlo. So he said, if it's a din, you need Eretz Yisrael. So why does it change if Lohinech Kemoisa Beretz Yisrael? So you see from the din in the Gemara. That's the Gemara, the end of Brachas in Sanhedrin also. So you see from the Gemara, the fourth of Eretz Yisrael is because the Jews in Eretz Yisrael constitute Klal Yisrael. The Jews in Chutz Lords are not. And the Bez Nagorol represents Klal Yisrael. But if you have the Godel Ador, the undisputed Godel Ador, happens to be in Chutz Lords, so he does represent the Das Reb HaTzibah. Whoever is the Godel Ador certainly does represent Das Reb HaTzibah. Then he pointed out there's another line. The Rambam writes that for the purposes of smicha, he cannot confer smicha b'chutz lo'aretz, and only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the definition of Eretz Yisrael? So in the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam writes the definition of Eretz Yisrael is depends on Kedusha Shniya, because the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished in the days of Yishuv Benun was Batla at the time of Churban Ha'aretz, when the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the whole Jewish government, he took over Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha Rishayna was Batla, and then the Kedusha Shniya was created by Ezra and Nehemiah when they came back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says, when you get to the mitzvah Satli Bar, so it depends on the Kedusha Shniya. When you get to Smicha, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, you can only confer Smicha and Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't depend on Kedusha Shniya. It depends, whatever once had Kedusha Rishayna, it was a bigger area. The area, the Gemara says in a few places, Har Krachim Kopsha Ole Mitzrayim, there were a lot of areas, Harbe Krachim, many big cities. The Krach is a big city. There were many big cities that were included in the Kedusha Rishayna, were never included in Kedusha Shniya. So the Rambam says, but Medigeh to Smicha, you can give Smicha in any area that had the Kedusha Rishayna. Why? But it doesn't have the din of Eretz Yisrael. So he said, there are two different dinim in Eretz Yisrael. There's a din of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Sa'oretz, that determines whether you chayv in the mitzvah Sa'oretz Ba'oretz. So that depends on Kedusha Shniya, because Kedusha Rishayna was Batla. But here this din, that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute the Tzibur, Klal Yisrael, the Jews who live in Chutzal, it's not, they're considered Yechidim, they're considered Klal Yisrael, that doesn't depend on Kedusha Sa'oretz. That depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's a different word. So whatever once had Kedusha Rishayna, the Rambam says, that's good. So the same would be true, not only B'negeh to Smicha. The Rambam got that, the Kesem Mishnah, he got that from the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin. That Ayoras Amdus Alagvulin means it wasn't included in Kedusha Shniya, but it was included in Kedusha Vishayna. You can't confer Smicha over there. So the Rambam would probably say the same by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. It can take place in those areas, even though they never got a Kedusha Shniya, but they had a Kedusha Vishayna. So later he said, that's why the Gemara says the Nusach HaBrach is different. On Shabbos, he's saying the Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is directly Mekadesh all the Shabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh and Yomim Tovim, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, Baruch Chodeshim, and Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim. Why? Mekadesh Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadesh Tizmanim. So why do you say Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim? He said, Mekadesh Bez Nagorol, the Hazmanim. We don't make the Kiddush Hazmanim. So he said, no. Even when the Bez Nagorol does the Kriyas Haluach, they do it as representing Das Reiv HaKol, and really the Koyach to be Mekadosh Lizmanim rests in the hands of Klal Yisrael. So he gave two dinim in Bez Nagorol, two dinim in Eretz Yisrael, all based on Psukim, and he answered all the kashas. Very interesting. So this theme, this is the first big shiur that he gave after his father passed away. This he wrote up himself for publication. This is a long piece. And then he gave drush. He used to give the yotzei shiur. Used to be 4 hours shiur. He used to give a shiur for 2 hours in halacha. Then he would give a drusha for 2 hours after that, based on the halacha that he had developed before. So the chelik hadrush was also printed in a different, not originally, they were both printed together in Hapardes, and then the Chelek HaLacha was reprinted here. Chelek HaDrusha was reprinted somewhere else. Okay. Very good. I reprinted it in my Sefer Divrei HaRav. I had a whole bunch of Divrei Torah written by Rav Soloveitchik, or written up, people wrote up drushes. And I showed it to the representatives of the family. And I said, I think they should put around 15 drushes, 150 pages or so. I said, I think they should put this out as a Sefer. So they only told me I shouldn't print one of them, the weakest one. I shouldn't print it because they want to reprint it. The others I should feel free to reprint. I don't know who's making the decisions. So I reprinted it. I thought the ones that I reprinted were stronger than the one they told me not to reprint.
And Rabbi Sefer is different.
Yeah. So the first 150 pages or so are all drushes that Rav Soloveitchik said. This one he wrote himself. This drusha he wrote himself. I don't know why the family wasn't interested in reprinting it.